Drifted away. If you could ever y'all for coming out to celebrate 30 years of Do You Want More with us this evening. Show some love right now to Uncle Chief, Ian Hendrickson Smith on saxophone.
Just heard One Shine from The Roots. That was from their new live release, The Roots Come Alive 2, which is celebrating 30 years of Do You Want More, their record from 1995. The Philadelphia Originals, The Roots, they're back. They just released that for Record Store Day Black Friday on a very lovely 2LP set, Black and Blue Swirl Vinyl. I didn't get it, but it's out there for those who want it. The entire concert is like unbelievably good. I saw them this past summer at Newport Jazz, and that concert was amazing. And if you can get around to checking out that live record, it is like the same energy, not the same set, but I mean just like that same energy is just all there. So I mean, they're on fire just once again. Previously to them was Change Up the Groove from Roy Ayers, kind of continuing on that tradition of the Roy Ayers tribute, as we saw with the Roots track previously. We also had The Ballad of Dorothy Parker from Prince, from his 1987 masterwork, Sign of the Times. We also had Elegantly Wasted with Leon Bridges. That's a Hermanos Gutierrez cut that they did earlier this year. We also had Milk from Sweet Trip. That was from their 2009 record, I want to say. You Will Never Know Why. We also had Anticipate, which was the big single this year from Claro, but partnered with Ilmikael's Affair, who had produced her previous record, Charm, Anticipate is probably my personal favorite single that she's dropped, I mean, so far this decade. I think that song is fantastic. We also had Drifting from Destin Conrad. That's from his new record, Whimsy, that came out earlier in November. Very fitting November closer. We also had Sea Gets Hotter from Duran Jones and the Indications. That's from their 2019 LP, American Love Call. We also had Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley, classic, from Robert Palmer. That's from his 1974 album, also called Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. We also had Strasbourg, St. Denis, from Roy Hargrove and his quintet. That's from his album Ear Food from 06. Please check that one out. That's a fantastic LP. And we kicked the set off with Baby from Gabriel Jacoby. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, I am DJ Dij. I'm flying solo tonight. I usually have DJ Goose with me, but DJ Goose is currently flying up from her home state of New Jersey. So, not actually flying, but driving, but geese fly. So, Goose is making her way here. But in the meantime, over break, Vermont soccer claims spots in both American East Finals, so both men's and women's D1 soccer. Participated in NCAA championships, and I mean, second year in a row they dominated. Well, they didn't exactly win the championship, but they're going to be in the finals, which is great. But in regards to America East women's soccer, UMaine sat in the number 4 spot by the November 9th women's final, underdogs against the number 2 Catamounts after their best conference performance in 3 seasons. As for the men, 1 week after the women's final, Vermont again took Virtue Field for the men's conference championship against the number 2 Bryant University Bulldogs. It was a very close game for the men, for the men's team, but yeah, they made it. And back to the women's team, from the season start in August through the championship, one particular player named Lauren DeGroote put Vermont ahead of the Black Bears within 20 minutes, shined all throughout the season, scored a career high of 8 goals in the entire season, 4 of which were game winners. Among her 65 shots on goal, senior midfielder Sydney Remington also thrived with 7 goals and 4 assists in 2025. So, yeah, great for the soccer teams over here in UVM. And as for the weather up here in Burlington, right now it's 37, but it actually feels like it's 26. And tomorrow we're going to get a little bit of sunshine, but mostly clouds with a high of 36 and a low of 21. Tuesday we're getting snow with a high of 29 and a low of 22. Can I see how much snow we're getting? No, but it looks like it's going to be snowing from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that'll be fun. And then Wednesday we got clouds. Thursday we got clouds. Both days are below freezing in the highs. And oh my god, Wednesday's low is 20. Thursday's low is 9. Friday we have sunshine, which is going to be gorgeous with a high of 24 and a low of 8. So very gorgeous, very cold. Saturday we got a lot of clouds with a high of 31 and a low of 21. And Sunday we got snow again with a high of 32 and a low of 19. So it's going to be pretty cold these next couple of weeks, or these next couple of days, I should say. But, you know, stay bundled, keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, it should be smooth sailing or smooth skating, considering that it's going to be pretty damn cold. Continuing on with in that Prince track, he referenced Joni Mitchell, and I had spent some time over break listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell, and even before break I was listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell, mainly because I'm in a class that discusses Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan as like one sort of vessel for the 70s and like the singer-songwriter movement, and that extended to the 60s obviously. But earlier this year, Kalela, who's on the Warp Records label, came out with a live record that she did at the Blue Note in New York, which is actually the same venue that The Roots Come Alive 2 was at, that song I just played, One Shine. So yeah, we got 2 great live records this year, and they both were at the same venue, the Blue Note in New York City. And yeah, she paid homage to Joni with a cover of her song Furry Sings the Blues, and it's not a particularly popular Joni Mitchell song, but it's about her experience in Nashville, I believe, on like that main drag where it's just like all the blues legends live. I forget the name of it. Beale Street, I'm pretty sure. Beale Street. And yeah, Kalayla paid tribute to Joni with Furry Sings the Blues, and yeah, it really embodies the vibe that we got going on with all of the cold weather coming in and, you know, all the frost. And, you know, this song is just it's from Joni's 1976 record Hajira, but I don't know, I feel like what Kalayla did with this song is really special, and I would like to play some of it here on the air. So here is Furry Sings the Blues by Kalayla. I am DJ Didge, flying solo tonight on Digging the Ice, 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
See? Thank you. Who wants more drama?
I Wish I Knew from the Bill Evans Trio. That was from a new collection of stuff that was recorded for the Riverside label in the late 50s, early 60s, around that time, with the Bill Evans Trio, with Scott LaFaro and Paul Modian on drums. Scott LaFaro, the legendary bassist who tragically left us 1961, I believe, in a car crash. But Bill Evans Trio, that specific trio that he had was very special. A couple great jazz LPs came out of that. All of the Village Vanguard LPs are essentials, musts, like must listen to. But that was I Wish I Knew, which was a new remaster that they just did for the Riverside Collection that came out a week or two ago. We also had Misty from Ella Fitzgerald. That was from her album that was also a soundtrack to a movie that I'm forgetting the name of. We also had Dense Fantasy from Aaron Parks from his new record, By All Means, that came out November 7th of this year. Fantastic record. He goes all over the place with that, but Dense Fantasy is really the highlight. 4 on 6 from the West Montgomery Trio, or West Montgomery and the Witt and Kelly Trio, classic from Smoking at the Half Note. We also had our first Christmas tune on the show, or at least of this season. At least I'm pretty sure that Christmas Time Is Here from the Vince Guaraldi Trio, the instrumental version, not the vocal version. We also had Self-Portrait in Three Colors from Charles Mingus from his classic record Mingus Aum. We also had Cocktails from Two from Coleman Hawkins. And the kicker of the set, as we mentioned, was Furry Sings the Blues from Kalela, her Unplugged series at the Blue Note in New York City from her album In the Blue Light that came out earlier this year. So we're going to end it a little bit early tonight, but we got one more for you. But I am DJ Didge. This is Digging the Ice. You missed DJ Goose tonight. This was a DJ Didge solo, but DJ Goose is confirmed back in Burlington, which is very exciting. And you will catch both of us next week on Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. only here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Have a wonderful week, folks, and we can't wait to see you again 1 week's time. Have a good one and stay warm.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lie, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the you'd never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for Rose. You never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it away. For my baby and one more for the road that long road.
Yourself, I was speaking to you, asking for help, come pull me through, or at least provide some type of clue. Cause in that moment I was searching for real. Pictures in my mind I had to replace, unattainable chase that ended with heartbreak. So I submitted and let it all go. Jumped into the flow of trust and belief, aiming to create a better version of me. One filled with joy, so much excitement, enlightenment shining, achieving, thriving, climbing, truly vibrant. I was aspiring. My life's a journey, I'm sure yours too. To find peace and chaos is what we do. So I started with some self-care, fully aware, positive thoughts and love in the air. Meditation and days of dedication. Everything is steps and stages, elevation. Lessons from the valleys, mistakes are education. The deaths and successes, awakes and celebrations. Rage and acceptance, embrace your present station. Even in the deserts, you're praying for restoration. Till we're making declarations, staking reputations, taking reparations and a page from Revelations. I'm talking about better wages and labor legislation. I'm talking about reversing the waste and devastation of decades of decadence, slaves and segregation. Land claims and rich soil drained from excavation. Starts with not fearing the pain of separation from ways that only lead to decay and degradation. They'll say it's desecration when the spirit is at work. Just cause I'm not hearing it at church, that's the energy.
When I feel like I'm almost there, it's like the work's never over. Sometimes it feels so unfair. Sometimes my mind's so unclear. Sometimes it's like no one's there except the voices in my head. Yeah. We never know where the road is gonna take us. But the truth is always gonna show, no matter what you wear or how you fix your makeup.
Yeah.